Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know that we inspire, motivate, and impact. And on It's Your Time to Soar, we help listeners to release excess baggage that's preventing them from soaring in business, as an employee, as an entrepreneur, in ministry, in a marriage, or in whatever endeavor that you've set out to accomplish. Welcome to the show. And for all of you who are first time listeners, I want you to subscribe to our channel, subscribe to the podcast, sorry. And leave a review after you've finished listening to this episode. Just before we get into it, today has been, well, yesterday, which would have been Monday evening, started up with journaling, which I'm going pretty strong now. This actually makes seven days straight since I've been journaling, actually. Seven consecutive days. It's going pretty good, you know. And for most of those days, I've been doing exercises as well. Didn't get much rest, but still going strong, you know. And I had to come and record this episode today. Probably wouldn't launch this until maybe when you probably listening to this, it'll probably be Wednesday, which would be the 21st of October 2020. But hey, let's get right into it. On the episode today, we're going to be talking about stepping out of your comfort zone. Because I remember when I first got married, you know, I always thought, because I didn't see fatherhood being modeled or husbandhood being modeled, I thought that learning those things was going to be an uphill battle, but I was definitely wrong. Because you know, thinking back to school days, back in about this had to be between 92 and 93. If you had a class project, you had to go to the library, and the closest library, you know, was by bus, and that had to be like about 20 to 30 minute drive, you know. I mean, for if you're living in the US or other parts of the world, you know, 30 minute drive isn't too long. But here on the island of Bahamas, 30 minutes is a difference that's like equivalent of driving the whole island, you know. If you're gonna be driving for like 30 minutes and on the bus, that makes the worst, because, you know, buses make consistent stops, you know, consecutive stops, so that could be hard in itself. But I digress. You know, doing those courseworks and projects, you know, you'd have to go to the library, and that would possibly take hours on end. But you know nowadays you have the library in the palm of your hand. You know, whatever you want to research, you can go ahead and you can just Google it. And the great thing is, however, like whatever's your learning style, whether that's reading, if you read to learn, or if you watch videos to learn, or even if you are a great listener, you can use either one of those, and you can learn and you can soak in your knowledge. So, gentlemen, what am I telling you today? You can go ahead right now, and there's so many resources online that you can tap into, and you can learn how to be a father. You can learn how to be a better husband. You can learn how to be a better man. You can learn how to create a budget. You can even learn how to start your own podcast or YouTube channel. You know, everything is at the palm of your fingertips, and it's just up to you to say, hey, this is something that I want to do, and I'm going to take the time to learn it. It's just like doing push-ups. You know, when you first get started, the push-ups are going to be hard, but as you keep on doing reps each and every day, those push-ups become easier and easier. And it's just like anything in life. You tying it back to fatherhood and being a husband, you may feel a little awkward. You may feel that you might not be enough. And you know, if you listen to that episode before that I had that says, man, you are enough. You know, after listening to these one or two YouTube videos or reading a blog post or listening to a podcast, I know putting these things into practice, you start to get more confident in your own self, and even in your own abilities, and you will find that the very thing you went looking on YouTube for was already inside of you all along. But it's just because of those limiting beliefs that you may have had since you may have been a child, possibly. But you can realize that these things are stopping you from the reward of being an awesome father and even an amazing husband, or even both. You know, don't let anyone put any limits on you, and you don't even put any limits on yourself. All right, always know that no limits, no boundaries. All you see is success. And there's also a few episodes ago, I think it could have been episode 201 or 203, where I did the financial declaration. You can listen to that on a daily basis, just so you can have positive affirmations of things you want to come to pass. Because you know, in this time with COVID-19 going on, a lot of persons aren't working, and those who are working, the majority of them are only making enough to make ends meet. So I want to encourage you all that this too shall pass. And God is telling us, He is telling us something, but it's up to us to listen to hear exactly what He's telling us in the season of our lives. And it says that weeping may endureth for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.
your hands up.